It's been called the grand bargain, a way to ensure that everyone from wilderness advocates to drill baby drillers get a piece of the public lands pie. And the first draft has already become a subject of scorn among Utah environmental groups and tribal groups who are joining to push for a Bears Ears National Monument, which a recent poll says is supported by 2 out of 3 Utahns. Leonard Lee from Aneth is involved with Dina Bikaya and the 5-Tribe Coalition that's proposing Bears Ears. Lee explained why the tribes walked away from the Bishop plan.
And nobody really took us serious. Nobody really listened. We were let down, and they told us that us Navajo, or the Native American people, that are, we don't know how to take care of lands, go back to your reservation.
The tribal coalition accused Bishop and Chaffetz of a long and callous pattern of not taking the tribe's concerns seriously and of heavy-handed political overreaching. Mark Maryboy from Montezuma Creek says this new draft of the Public Lands Initiative is more of the same.
We're not happy with what he has in his draft. The trust is not there. If we should support him with his legislation, who knows what he's going to do? He could modify it on the floor in Congress. And Bishop is the chairman of the Natural Resource Committee. He has a lot of sway.
Lee takes issue with Bishop and Chaffetz, who have characterized Bears Ears supporters as outsiders who don't qualify as stakeholders.
We don't consider ourselves as a stakeholder. We're not stakeholders. We're the landlord. So.
Scott Groney is executive director of SUA, the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
You know, then the discussion becomes, is it just a mechanism to try to run the clock out on President Obama using the Antiquities Act to protect the Bears Ears? Certainly time is running out to try to accomplish anything in this Congress. It's a presidential election year. The Congress is meeting only 110 days. It would be a very difficult year to try to enact legislation, even if everyone was in agreement.
Groney says SUA is also ready to walk away from the Bishop Chaffetz plan and to unite with the tribes to push for a Bears Ears National Monument. Groney agrees with a recent Salt Lake Tribune editorial that argued that the whole Bishop plan process has relied too heavily on county commissioners.
Whatever the proposed legislation is will simply reflect the wish list of rural county commissioners. And if that's the case, then we'll just be headed down the same rotten path that we've been down in Utah some dozen times, where terrible legislation is introduced to please the egos of a handful of rural county commissioners, and it will die in the Congress, and we will fail again.
Reporting from Southeast Utah, this is John Kovash for UPR News.